We're about building businesses that you love and that you're proud. And you can look back 10, 20, 30 years from now and go, look, I built that. And look how many people I helped because I built that. Versus how many people did I squeeze a dime out of? And then eventually that gravy train, I guarantee you, will end. Just like I guarantee you, we've said this before, MRRs have a lifespan to them. Always ask why. Why is this the way it is?
The whole goal is to rise the industry, to grow it.
Yeah, don't worry about giving us credit, guys. We're not here for that.
If it grows the industry, that's what makes me happy. Well,
when you first said it, I was going to hang up.
Yeah, it's not a race you want to win.
Yeah, you're going to lose because it'll be too cheap. You'll be working for like McDonald's money. Otto Minter onto our show from Alibana.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me on board.
Okay, we'll take 20.
I can't do math. I'm a beauty professional.
Yeah, thank you. Panning, I do teeth whitening. I'm like, okay, there's some point where you got to draw a line.
My biggest concern is longevity and making sure that you've got the best possible mechanical fit. If you're looking for a lash podcast that will challenge how you do lashes, build you up, and help you create a business that not only thrives but allows you to live a life you're proud of, you've come to the right place.
This is LashCast, your friend in the lash industry.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, this is the broadcast by lash professionals and for lash professionals. Thank you so much for tuning in.
What up, homie?
What up?
Yo. Hopefully you're doing well.
I'm good.
Just another like 10-hour day, and then we're sitting down to do a podcast. Why not?
Woohoo!
No, we're excited because the only thing that gets me about as excited as LashCon is what?
Clubhouse.
Yes, Clubhouse. And we've been doing Clubhouse now for a few months. It's coming up on our 3-month anniversary.
I know, and we still don't have the sound of marshmallows bouncing.
I know. Well, Diego told me he needs some clues from you on what that needs to be. He's like, he actually wrote me and says, what do you want me to do? What would that sound like? And I was like, I don't know. I said, it's actually on my to-do list. Have Tuss write down what marshmallows dancing sound like.
It sounds like, wee, 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 wee.
Okay, there you go. So maybe sample that and no. Layer it and you have a whole bunch of wee, 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 wee sound. And there we go. That's marshmallows dancing.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, like, yay.
What about mushrooms dancing? Maybe it could be.
Oh, that would be like do 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 do.
Oh, like Mario mushrooms.
No, that's Tchaikovsky.
Oh, Tchaikovsky. I thought you were like. No. All right. Anyhow, guys, what are we doing today? Well, we're going to talk about Clubhouse. There's no announcements today, so don't worry. We're not going to hit you up with LashCon right now because really, we want to just do a short episode to let you guys all know that we're opening the doors for LashCon again on April 29th and closing the doors on May 3rd. That's 5 days in which you can sit down and contemplate, is this something that I need to do? And we're here to try to let you know that I think it will help you immensely. It's only $87. I know for some of you right now, in fact, I know, I shouldn't say it's only. It is, for some of you, that's a sacrifice. Some of you right now would have to give up something to make that happen. But what I want to let you know is what you'd be giving up, I guarantee you, give it a couple months, learn some stuff, and the stuff that you're going to walk away with is going to allow you to make that $87 back because you're going to learn how to grow your sales, you're going to learn how to charge more, a whole bunch of stuff. So
this is like the in-depth stuff, yeah?
The in-depth stuff?
The in-depth.
Oh, in-depth stuff. the end of stuff. Like, no more stuff. Like, us moving. Throwing
no,
stuff out.
No, I mean, this isn't, like, just a quickie, you know.
It's not about to feel good. Just a little mindset change. And all of a sudden, riches will come to you because you've envisioned money in your head. And somehow, money's going to appear. That's not going to be what this is about. We are very, very practical focused with LashCon. I mean, we do mindset. Yes, we're going to talk about things you need to change in your head for your actions to follow. But we're also going to give you very practical, actionable steps. So let's just talk real quickly. What is Clubhouse? And then we're going to go give you a little behind the scenes of what we've been doing for the last few months to see if that might be helpful to you. So Clubhouse overall has been this place where once a week we get together on Wednesdays and we talk about how we, for the most part, I'd say 80% about business, 20% about lashes. So I take care of, we do 4 sessions on Wednesdays, except for once every 3 months, we do a 5-month set. We have 5 of them because there's an extra week. So we do basically 4 sessions on average. The first one is always a teaching session where I sit down and break down things for you.
What kind of things?
Well, let's go back. Let's talk about what we did. In the beginning, we talked about really building a business that you really are proud of and profitable. Proud and profitable, I'll just say. We want you not just to find a ways to make money, because you know what? You can do a lot of scummy things and make money. And that's not what we're about. We're about building businesses that you love and you're proud. And you can look back 10, 20, 30 years from now and go, look, I built that. And look how many people I helped because I built that, versus how many people did I squeeze a dime out of? And then eventually that gravy train, I guarantee you, will end. Just like I guarantee you, we've said this before, MRRs have a lifespan to them. Like,
there's, you want to play the long game.
You want to play the long game. Yeah, why not? Let's take a last con reference, 2023. So we're all about that. Then we went into really, how do you go about really wowing your clients and building that amazing experience? Because if you really want to grow your business, more than anything, more than Instagram, more than any other thing else, and it's all going to be about basically getting that referral. And you can't get that referral if you're just average. If you're just an average lash artist, then you're going to get very average responses from people, which will probably mean they just won't care. And they'll just say, oh, she's nice. She's good enough. And then you're really competing on price. Like, you're cheaper than the gal next door, instead of competing on value where you can like blow people's minds and do things that are amazing. If you heard us talk a couple shows, I've talked about my experience at Jiffy Lube and how to this day still it was the best experience I ever had changing oil in my car, which is a horrible experience normally, or at least nothing experience. And in this one time, I was like a rock star at an oil change. So that's what we talked about. We focused on how you can do it, putting systems in place. We talked about doing a customer service audit, and we talked about ways and creative ways to, you know, examples of how you can level up your experience. Then we went into pricing your services. And we know, if you heard us talk about pricing, we've done it on here. The whole idea of price your worth and how much we really think that's a worthless statement, actually, because if you think you're worth 10 bucks and that's all you think you're worth, guess what? That's all you're going to charge. So it's not what your guts. It can't be about your feelings. If you're basing your pricing on your feelings, they'll lie to you. Either they might tell you worth more than you are, or they might tell you think you're not worth a lot and then you won't charge enough. So it has to be something a little bit more grounded. And we give you some real principles, like math, simple math ways to evaluate it.
I think it's funny, what? But you're probably going to be like, that's dumb.
Okay. Well, no, I never think that tough.
Well, okay.
I'm the dumb one.
So I belong to just a couple of Facebook groups. And yeah, one of them is people put pictures of the ridiculous prices that they're asking for their vintage sewing machine.
Oh, yes.
And it's really funny to me.
Sounds like a load of fun.
No, it's funny because a lot of times people, they're either inheriting something or they think that their vintage sewing machine is worth a lot of money.
$5,000.
Oh, yeah. Like $3,000, because it's an antique.
Yeah.
What people fail to realize is that there were so many of these machines that were made.
Like every home had one, right?
Everyone had one.
And they're very durable, so they don't break and fall apart.
Usually they're not in such great state right now.
These are not made out of tin can material.
No, but people think that, it's an antique. It's like 100 years old, but there are so many of them around. It's like the Lando Calrissian Star Wars figure. There was a ton of Lando Calrissian.
And people thought it was the most valuable.
No, they don't say that it was the most valuable. It's like, it's a real common like Star Wars person. Oh. It was like the little Lando. Okay. Anyway.
Wow, you're a Star Wars nerd.
I know. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
So, May the 4th be with you, by the way. It's coming up.
It's coming up. So I just think it's funny. It's usually like something like it's total junk. It's like, I mean, it's dilapidated. It's been out in the rain for 20 years. It's like rusted. And somebody's asking like for $300 for it.
It's all based upon the feeling, right? It's not based upon fact or knowing the market or understanding what they really have. They just go with their gut and they charge a lot more than they should. Right? So we teach you a really practical way to do it. It's not hard. You don't need a degree in algebra. It's really simple, some simple math, some simple formulas, and some simple evaluations of your business, and you learn. Then recently, and this has been the real big one, learning how to do a cash flow projection or learning how to budget.
Oh my gosh. It's like, I hear you talking and it sounds like wow, 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 wow.
I actually, when we first learned this, and Strategies taught us this back in 2013 is when we first heard about this. And we both cried, because what happened is we plugged in our numbers And we went, holy crap, we suck. Oh my gosh, we are horrible business owners. Nothing makes sense.
And it's so hard because you work so hard and you're like, you're thinking, oh, all this work is going to translate into cash on the page. And you're like, kind of like waiting for the, like the totals to come up. Yeah. And then it's like, what? So this is the stuff that you need to know, that you've always wanted to know how to do, and the stuff that's keeping you from being like the real professional.
Yeah.
I still struggle to get that. That's why I have you. But it is the stuff that separates really, the real business owners.
Like someone who has profits and someone who doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's learning how to manage your money, learning how to track your money. And in this case, we give you tools so you can learn how to project how much money you're going
to
make each
month. See, that's the biggest thing. When you're able to project, then you're able to
plan your budget.
Yeah, and put money aside and be like responsible.
Yeah, we live in a world where everyone wants to talk about how much money they make. Like you see that people posting their money online and they post all sorts of stuff. But the truth is, none of them. I've never seen one person show me the bottom line. How much profit did you take? Because who cares if you made $1 million last year and you lost $100,000? Who cares? Because you lost $100,000. Now, if you made maybe, let's say you only made $200,000 last year, but you saved 50 grand. That would be amazing. You had a 25% profit margin. Good for you. You are doing something right. So you made less money, but you technically saved more. So in a lot of ways, you are actually making more money. So we teach you, and we're right actually in the middle of it, because I can just tell a lot of people it's a little overwhelming. It's hard. So we're really forcing them to do some difficult things. The math itself is not hard. It's more just getting your head around like, wait, I can actually do this and this. Plan it. You have to go through all your old bank statements and you have to figure out what your costs are. And then once you have that information kind of as a baseline, then you can start predicting the future and planning for a budget. So I will admit, it's not all fun work. While we make Clubhouse fun, I don't think Clubhouse is boring. But this is the chopping the wood.
It's hard work. It's the chopping the wood and the carrying the water and it's doing the right thing for yourself. It's the stuff that's not fun. It's like sweeping the floor and cleaning the toilet.
Yeah, it's the stuff you need to do if you want to have a healthy business. And that's what we are trying to help you do so that you can be proud and profitable of your business, right? So that's where we've been. And what's been great about all these classes is that we record them. So, and we catalog them based on categories. So we have a category on finances. We have a category on customer service. We have one on marketing. So what you can do when you're done, when let's say right now you jump in May, like you sign up next week on that during our times, April 29th through May 3rd, you sign up and you're like, okay, are you going to start over? No, I'm not going to start over. What we're going to do is we're going to direct you to go back and watch these replays. And these are in-depth classes, guys. These are 1 to 2 hour classes, sometimes 2.5. The teaching part's usually about an hour, and then we do questions and stuff like that for about an hour or two sometimes. And so you can always, if you get the nut, like you hit the main point in the first hour, you're great. So that's the first week. Every month of the first week's all about teaching. Then we have a second and third week, which usually is follow-up to whatever we're teaching, where we ask you to do your homework, and then we sit down and we wrestle through it and we talk about it, answer questions. By the way, we also answer any other question you have. And then we add one bonus session every month, and this one is not scheduled any one time because we have to squeeze in with Tustany's busy lashing schedule because she still lashes pretty much at least 4 days a week. She basically sits down with you guys and just does a Q&A and talks to you about lashing. I think the last time we did, you did really ergonomics, right? That was a big thrust.
We talked quite a bit about ergonomics.
Yeah, we talked about ergonomics, what we can do to make your job less painful, because if you're going to be in this industry for 10, 20, 30 years, I don't want you having to have surgeries and have back issues and hip issues and all this stuff that can happen if you don't do your job right. And Tustany has been through it all. She's had some surgeries done, but she's healthy now and has found healthy ways of doing this. And she shares a lot of those insights there. And we save all those replays too. But good news, she comes every month and you can always come back and ask those questions if you miss out.
Any kind of technical question, any kind of customer service question, you know.
Yeah, it's all there. Then our fourth, or you know, sometimes fifth, like in May, it's going to be our fifth Wednesday, we bring a special guest, someone that probably you know in the industry who is an expert in what they do. So far, we had Tress Larson come on and talk about customer service. And she, I think she stayed on for almost an hour and a half
Answered
questions. Like she just sat there, bringing it. Just ask whatever you want. She's hung around forever. Like I basically had to kick her off, I think. I said, Tress, you know what? We all got, it's like 7 o'clock at night. You know, we got to go to bed. Well, not the bed, but at least go eat dinner. So she was amazing, so giving. We had Caitlin from PLA. She's the head of, or the VP, I think, of marketing now over at PLA.
Caitlin McKinnage.
Yeah, and she's amazing, and she shared a lot of great insights. And just yesterday, we had Vanessa from The Lash Professional come on. Or not yesterday, today. Actually, today, Vanessa from The Lash Professional came on and talked about meta ads. Because there's one other thing you can do real quick to grow your business. We always focus on customer service because that's, I think, the referrals are going to be always your biggest source of income. But your number two, and this is a way you can speed up your business and grow quicker if you really want to, but it costs some money, and that is using Facebook ads or meta ads, which goes on Facebook and Instagram. It's amazing. She broke it down and she gave out basically a free video that you can watch and learn how to set up a pixel on your website and all this fun stuff. It's a little technical, but it's not impossible. And with a little work, a little time invested in growing, working on your business versus working in your business, you can learn how to do meta ads and then you can get customers much quicker, especially if you have staff. If you have staff, you're going to be times we're going to need to tap that and pump up the volume. So pump up the volume.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Why did I just come back? Yes, I'm an 80s kid. Okay.
Put the needle in the rig.
Yeah. No one knows that song. I guarantee you right now. Everyone's like, what the heck is Dustin talking about? Yeah, yeah. Just type in pump up the volume and you'll have what was for me one of my favorite 80s songs. It's a little strange. All right. Anyhow, that's kind of like what we do every month. We also have like a Facebook like group where you can go on and ask questions and everyone jumps in and we answer questions. And we're also, the next things we just added actually, we're really excited. We just added in about, I think it's about 9 hours of content. So you can watch Tustin allergy course. You can watch her glue course. You can watch about lash mitts.
I don't like it, call it allergy. I know. It's contact dermatitis.
No, but no one knows what that means.
Okay, well, we gotta
keep working on it. I mean, our audience knows what that means, but if you're new.
That's because they smart cookies.
Exactly. But if you're new to our industry, you're like, well, what are you talking about? So that's why we basically have all, well, let's just say we have all these extra bonuses in there. Eventually, we're going to be adding in also bonuses from LashCon speakers that you maybe missed or that some of your favorite talks. Once we get permission, we're going to put those videos in there to expand the library. You also get replays of all our guest speakers. So you can see Caitlin, you can hear Vanessa, you can hear Tress and our other future speakers. So all those will be in there. So this is going to become almost like a masterclass of courses and material that you can go back
and access,
watch again, take notes and so forth. So that's all that finally got added. And our final piece that we can't wait to add is we're going to give you guys discount codes, permanent discount codes to a lot of your favorite brands. I was going to say savory brands. I don't know.
Mm-hmm, tasty. That,
tasty brands. Love me some Lash Base. So, but anyhow, that said, we're going to have discount codes for you so that you can regularly just get discounts. You don't have to wait for the sales then, right? You just go, oh, I always have a 20% off with this brand. Next time they do that sale, you're like, eh, I already got my discount. Don't have to wait for that sale again. Boom. Mm-hmm. So that's there. And we're hoping to add more. As we grow, as we expand this, our goals are to deepen this and enrich it. So doors are opening on April 29th. This is coming out on April 26th. So
it's a very short window.
Yeah, right now. I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this after May 3rd, don't worry. We'll open doors again probably in 3 to 6 months. We don't know. We're kind of filling this out as we go because this is our first year we've been doing this.
And we want to make sure that the reason why it's limited is because we want to make sure that the people that are involved, basically, that we have enough of us to go around.
Yeah, I mean, if every day I'm worrying about sales, right? I'm always focused on sales, getting people to buy the clubhouse and all that. Well, then I can't put all the energy in the clubhouse. And really this year, I'm splitting duty for the first time. I am doing LashCon like crazy, but I'm also working a lot on making the clubhouse special. It's a weekly event. So I can't just let, you know, LashCon I can sometimes ignore a little bit because we're like, 6 months.
No, but you can't phone this in.
No, I can't phone this in. Every week we got to show up ready to help and serve our community. So if you want to hang out with us, probably almost 8 to 10 hours a month where you get us. And by the way, it's not like there's 10,000 people in this group. Right now we had 60 people for our first round. We're hoping to get there, 60, 80, maybe in this round. That means you'll have a chance to actually ask questions because not everyone shows up and some people are shy. So if you're one that says, I just need answers from Tuss, guess what? You're going to have a chance during those Q&As, go, hey, Tuss, okay, it's our time.
And what I love about it is that the people who join, I mean, they're like really the cream of the crop. Yeah. They're really into their craft and being more professional than they can. They're into increasing their skills and knowledge. They want to do things the absolute best that they can. Yeah. So it's really fun to work with those
people. This is the best and the brightest in the industry. If you want to join the best and the brightest, and by the way, being around some of
top five
people you're around, well, guess what? You get into this, at least you can add this to one of your top five, right? This group, the Clubhouse gang, whatever we want to call it, the tribe, they are motivated, driven lash artists. And not all of them want to be brand owners. Not all of them want to be trainers. A lot of them want to just be the best lash artists. And they realize, I need to invest in my business. I need to invest in learning how to be a better lash artist. I need to be a better business operator. And if that's you and you're like, yeah, I want that. I really want to learn. Then you can sign up. Now, by the way, if you're like, but I want to be a trainer, I want to run events, I want to do other things, don't worry. The stuff we'll be teaching there, you can bring in and pull into other stuff. It's not just unique to us. So I'm really excited about this. It's been very satisfying, very fun, and we would love for you to be in it. And thus, we're doing this episode to invite you to join us.
Come join us.
On just right around the corner. And if you miss out in May 3rd, then you know what? We have a wait list where you can join in on our Instagram page. Go to LashCast and go to the link in the bio, and you can actually become on the wait list so that at least you'll be notified again when we launch again next time. Probably maybe mid-late summer, I'm guessing. That would be the next time, maybe just before LashCon. I know maybe it will be LashCon. I think we're planning the launch right after LashCon as a just fun little thing. We'll just do something right out of LashCon and people from LashCon can jump in and so forth. So anyhow, do it today. Go ahead, sign up, be part of it. We would love to see you there. All right. That's a quick one for us, right? We are done. We're out of here, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please follow us on Instagram at LashCast and at The Lash Conference. And remember to subscribe, share, and review. On behalf of my lash cubby, Tustany, I want to thank you for taking some time to listen. Keep on lashing. And remember, you have a friend in the lash industry.